It's hour number three this week's Blues Before Sunrise. This is the hour we do the pre-war recordings, things before World War II. You know, last week we spent a good deal of time listening to artists from the Delta. Here's a guy that didn't break into the lineup, not because he wasn't from down in Mississippi, but because he was a songster more than a bluesman, but he's always a delight to listen to. It's Mississippi John Hurt.
I did New York this morning, it's about 9:30. I did New York this morning, just about 9:30. Thought of my morning album, couldn't hardly keep from crying. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Avalon, my hometown, always on my mind. Pretty mamas in Avalon want me there all the time. Throwing kisses and waving at me. On the train left Allen, throwing kisses and waving at me. Just come back, Daddy, and stay right here with me. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Avalon's a small town, had no great big rain. Put in mamas and apples, sure will spin your chain. Good town, but it's not for mine. New York's a good town, but it's not for mine. Went back to Allen, yeah, where I put him on all the time.
Thank you. sitting on side of King Jesus. I'm going to sit outside of King Jesus some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to sit outside of King Jesus. I'm going to sit outside of King Jesus some of these days. Cross at the rivers of Jordan. I'm going to cross rivers of Jordan some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm going to cross rivers of Jordan. I'm going to cross at the rivers of Jordan some of these days.
Thank you. This creation is a spoonful. Big time mules, little time Asian, and a spoonful. Spoonful, just a spoonful. Just a spoonful, just a spoonful. George, and I go to jail for a spoonful. I go to jail, I don't want no bail for a spoonful. My baby says I couldn't get that spoonful. I said, look here, gal, don't you fool with me about my spoonful. Off the street all night long looking for my spoonful. Spoonful, for my spoonful. I said, look here, gal, only fooling me about that spoonful. It's a spoonful, just a spoonful. My baby cried all night long for a spoonful. She thought that she wasn't gonna get that little old spoonful. Police called me, he knocked me down for a spoonful. I caught the train, I left the town for a spoonful.
Thank you.
find Leroy Garnett and the Louisiana Glide from October 1929 on the Paramount label. It rounds out a set of vintage sides. Let's go to the top. We started with Mississippi John Hurt, recorded for the OK label, and the Avalon Blues. Avalon was the name of his hometown down in Mississippi from December 1928. If you've ever heard the story, during the late 50s and early 60s, there was a real spark, a new wave of interest in these vintage recordings and the people who made them. And they discovered that some of the folks were still alive, and they were looking to see those that collected records, among the big names that they collected, who was still alive and who had passed on. And they were looking for Mississippi John Hurt. They actually found him, and they realized, I forgot, one of the collectors mentioned to the other, you know, you might, while you're down south, you might try looking in Avalon, Mississippi, because Mississippi John sang about Avalon is my hometown, and there he was. And they resurrected his career. He'd been sitting on the front porch playing guitar all these years. I think his last records were in 1928, somewhere in there. But here he is at the Avalon Blues, and he spilled the beans where he lived. Then we listened to one of the pioneering harmonica players, Jaybird Coleman, and the River of Jordan from August of 1927. Actually, there were two harmonica players there, and Jaybird Coleman not only played harmonica, but he also sang. While he was singing, the second harp player, Alice Martin, was blowing the harp. River of Jordan from Jaybird Coleman. Then we listened to the very first recording under Casey Bill Weldon's name. It goes back to March of 1935. He was there on steel guitar and vocal, Petey Wheatstraw on piano, and a thing called As the Clock Struck Four. Then down to St. Louis, Charlie Jordan, and his rendition of Just a Spoonful from June of 1930. And that brought us to the two piano players, Raymond Barrow, and the Walking Blues from June 1929 on the Paramount label, and then Blind Leroy Garnett, I think it was an instrumental, and the Louisiana Glide from October 1929. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. This is our pre-war hour. And as always, for better or for worse, I hear from some people, we're still devoted to preserving and presenting the sound of the women of the 1920s, the classic blues singers, best known, of course, were Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. Other names you may know, Sippy Wallace, Alberta Hunter, Monette Moore, Ida Cox. But there were over 250 of them. We'll find a couple of well-known singers, and we'll include some singers that were not so well-known. Let's start it off with Clara Smith.
In a bowl. Now to a jelly. If you like good jelly roll, jet black gal, long and slim, when she whips it, it's too bad Jim Low. She whips it to a jelly. If you like good jelly roll, I wear my skirt up to my knee and whip that jelly with who I please. Oh, whip it to a jelly.
when your head is turning gray, you'll come back some cold rainy day. Baby, look where the sun's done gone. Now you're gonna leave your home. You'll come back some cold rainy day. When the snow begins to fall and you ain't got no friends at all, you come back some cold rainy day.
Most any old thing you do. matter now. Sugar, what's the matter? Don't like no black snake, no harm. Wonder where my black snake's gone. Wonder where my black snake's gone. Black snake, mama, done run my darling home.
I guess I'd better leave you and go to some other main town.
Classic blues singers on Blues Before Sunrise. That's Irene Scruggs, Hometown Blues, to round things out. Let's go to the top. We started with the best known of the five, Clara Smith, Whip It to a Jelly, from May of 1926. Lem Fowler on piano. Clara Smith, just like Bessie, was exclusively a Columbia label artist. Then we listened to Monette Moore, from October 1925, Get It Fixed was the name of the tune. Lewis Hooper on piano and Rex Stewart, who blew trumpet with Duke Ellington and the band Heard Here, accompanying Monette Moore. We listened to Chippy Hill, a little bit change up on the background. Instead of a piano or a jazz band, we had sort of the Hokum, Chicago Hokum sound with guitar and piano as played by Tampa Red, Georgia Tom Dorsey, from October 1928, Some Cold Rainy Day, Bertha Chippy Hill, doing the singing. And then the one that I always loved, there was the Queen of the Moaners and the Queen of the Blues, and everybody was something. Martha Copeland was billed as everybody's mammy. It was so dignified, from February 1927, Black Snake Moon. Try this again. Black Snake Moan with Lewis Hooper on piano. And that brought us around to Irene Scruggs and the Hometown Blues, April of 1926. And I looked at the players here. I said, this is the Lewis Russell Band. I recognized the players. And then I remembered, actually, this was originally the King Oliver Band. And King Oliver is here blowing trumpet. Lewis Russell on piano. Kid Ory trombone. Albert Nicholas on clarinet. And it was originally King Oliver's band. And when he, I don't know if he retired or what, how it worked, but then Lewis Russell took over the band. Wasn't that the, I think, the band that later had Red Allen blowing trumpet, who was a big deal for quite a while. That's one thing I probably should mention. If I haven't mentioned this in a while, wonder how did white folks get interested in collecting blues records? Well, they didn't start collecting blues records. Actually, college kids during the late 20s and early 30s started collecting jazz records. And over the years, there would be all these, the jazz, they were 78s, they would go from hand to hand. You'd buy them, if you got tired of them, then you'd sell them to somebody else. And it turned out after a while that in searching for all these old jazz records, they came up with these other records that weren't quite jazz that nobody really wanted, and those were the blues records. And it turned out that over the years, they weren't just sort of the coffee grounds, they were actually desired objects themselves, the blues records, and there was a separate crowd for jazz and another one that was interested in blues. And many people collected both of them, both jazz and blues. And when the blues singers were accompanied by jazz players, you had the best of both worlds. It's Blues Before Sunrise. Let's listen to Jimmy Yancey. Thank you.
worries ain't like mine. Oh, your worries ain't like mine. Talk about your worries, I bet you I got mine. My mother died and left me when I was 5 months old. My mother died and left me when I was 5 months old. I lost my father when I was about 6 years old. I didn't have nobody to teach me right from wrong. I didn't have nobody to teach me right from wrong. That girl, you good for nothing, and now my mama, she's gone. One night I got in, and I lost my head. One night I got drunk, and I lost my head. Cross that gambling table, I shot my poor man dead. I'm like a piece of wood floating on a deep blue sea. I'm like a piece of wood just floating on a deep blue sea. I'm drifting and worrying 'cause nobody cares for me. Oh, your worries ain't like mine. Oh, your worries ain't like mine. Talk about your worries, I bet you I got mine.
Thank you. Understand all the records, cause I was young and green. Now let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your vendor. Your music show sound good to me. I work hard for my money, I spend it all away. You own your vendor at night and keep it locked all day. Now let me play your vendor. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your seabird. Your music show sound good to me. Play it one time, boy. Night records are kind, pepper hot. Now let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Yes, let me play your vendor. Your music show sound good to me. Now, I'll play it later on tonight. Just let me play your seabird. Yes, mama, one more time. Just let me play your vendor. Your music show sound good to me.
Everybody listening to those lyrics understand exactly what it is. Let me play your vendor. A vendor was another term for jukebox. This was 1941, and they were a new thing back then. And the other thing, and let me play your Seberg. Seberg was a very popular brand of jukebox. That was Washboard Sam. I think he was about 5 feet tall. Also, Big Bill Brunzi, Memphis Slim, and Alfred Elkins accompanying from November 1941. Let me play your vendor. We started with a pair by Jimmy Yancey, first LaSalle Street Breakdown, and then Lucille's Lament, both of them unissued, recorded for Solo Art, label devoted strictly to piano players, from May of 1939. Then we listened to a pair by Georgia White. Georgia sang and played her own piano. On the first one, April 1935, Your Worries Ain't Like Mine, Ikey Robinson on guitar, and then we listened to Georgia just sing and accompany herself on piano, Tell Me Baby, from January 1936, and we've got Washboard Sam, Let Me Play Your Vendor. It's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to pause and identify the station, and we'll be back with our number four to take us up to station ID. We won't get all of this in, but if I shut up right now, we can listen to most of Whistling Alex Moore and West Texas Woman.
I met a woman in West Texas. She had been left out there all alone. I met a woman in West Texas. She had been left out there all alone. I thought of looking cow crossing where I wasn't even known. She fell for me, a raggedy stranger, standing in the drizzling rain. She fell for me, a raggedy stranger, standing in the drizzling rain. She said, "Daddy, I'll follow you, though I don't know your name." We snuck closely together, muddy water around our feet. We snugged closely together with muddy water around our feet. No place to call home, wet, hungry, no place to eat. She said, "I care for you, Daddy, but I love no man better than..."